There was probably over 100 people that listened during the day today.
Oh,
Sometimes the phone card breaks the call.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
heading to get a
Thank you.
আর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু সরোবরে ডুবে নিয়ে গেলেন, এখানে আমি সত্যি সত্যি করে আমি বলছি মায়াবাদ অসত্য শাস্ত্র, মায়াবাদ যে অসত্য যাকে বলা হয় প্রচন্ড বংশবাদ, শিরিস্তরবাদ, নাস্তিকবাদ, বংশবাদ, বেদনা মানিয়া বন্ধ হইল নাস্তিক, সেই জন্য নাস্তিকবাদ বংশবাদ, সেই মধ্যে প্রচন্ড বন্ধবাদ, মায়াবাদ, শঙ্করবাদ, সেই শঙ্করবাদ আমি ভগবানের দ্বারা আদিষ্ট হয়ে সর্বত্র আমি প্রচার করব। তাহলে কেন প্রচার করবেন? পার্বতী জিজ্ঞাসা করলেন, হে মা তুমি কেন জীব, সমস্ত জীব ভগবানের সেবক, জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণ দাস, সেই সব জীবকে তুমি কেন মহিত করবেন? বলেন যে এই জগতের মধ্যে দু প্রকারকে লোক, সে অসুস্থ ভাবের লোক আর এক সৈন্য স্বভাবের লোক। অসুস্থ ভাবের যারা লোক রয়েছে তারা ভগবান বিরোধী, ভগবানের তারা মানেন না, সেই সকল লোকগুলোকে সহিত করবার জন্য ভগবান আমায় আদেশ দিয়েছেন, হে শঙ্কর তুমি যাও মাধ্যমে গিয়ে এই সমস্ত অসুর লোকটিকে তুমি গিয়ে প্রচার করো কি অহং ব্রহ্মাস্মি, আমি ব্রহ্ম, সর্বাঙ্গলিদং সর্বাঙ্গলিদং ব্রহ্ম, সবকিছুই ব্রহ্ম, সত্যমাসি তুমি ওই অর্থাৎ তুমি ব্রহ্ম, প্রজ্ঞান ব্রহ্ম, জ্ঞানী ব্রহ্ম, এই চার বাক্য এদের এই শাস্ত্রের মধ্যে যে চার বাক্য রয়েছে খণ্ডিত বাক্য, এই যে এই চার বাক্য তুমি সকলকে প্রচার করো, এই জন্য এই সমস্ত অসুর স্বভাব যুবকদেরকে বঞ্চিত করবার জন্য আমাকে প্রচার করতে হবে। তাতে কি হবে, সৃষ্টি করো লোক, এই জগতের মধ্যে সৃষ্টি আরো বাড়তে থাকবে, কারো ভগবত বিরোধী এই সমস্ত লোক এই কথা তারা বিচার করবে যে সবকিছু ব্রহ্ম, তুমি ব্রহ্ম, আমি ব্রহ্ম, সবকিছু ব্রহ্ম, তাদের কখনো মুক্তি হবে না। সেই সকল লোকগুলোকে মোহিত করবার জন্য ভগবান আমায় আদেশ দিয়েছেন। শিবজি সত্যকারী সেবা করেছেন, শিবজি বিষ পান করেছেন, কিন্তু বিষকে তিনি কোথায় কণ্ঠের মধ্যে রেখেছেন, হৃদয়ের মধ্যে রাখেন নাই, তিনি জানেন গোবিন্দ আমার হৃদয়ের মধ্যে বিরাজমান রয়েছেন, গোবিন্দের না জানি কষ্ট হয়ে যায়, বিশেষ জ্বালায় গোবিন্দের না কষ্ট, তোমরা হৃদয়ে সদা গোবিন্দ বিশ্বাস, গোবিন্দ কহেন মন বিষ্ণু কথা, দেখুন শিবজি কত ভগবানের প্রতি কত স্নেহ মমতা প্রীতি রাখে, সেই জন্য কি বলেন শিবজি, এইভাবে তিনি সর্বত্র শঙ্কর অবতার নিয়ে তিনি সমস্ত মায়াবাদ প্রচার করতে পারলেন, শঙ্কর শঙ্করাচার্য মায়াবাদ সর্বত্র মায়াবাদ প্রচার করলেন, সমস্ত বড় বড় পণ্ডিত গণের তিনি খাবিয়ে দিলেন, কুমারের ভক্ত আদি আর এমন বড় বড় সুরন্দর পণ্ডিতকে তিনি পরাজিত করেছিলেন, আর এই নবদ্বীপের ভূমি এসে যখন তিনি মায়াবাদ প্রচার করতে এলেন তখন সাক্ষাৎ শিবজি হরিচরণ শিবজি তাকে বললেন, দেখো এই মহাপ্রভুর ধাম, মহা অবদান্নাথ চৈত্র মহাপ্রভুর ধাম, হে শঙ্কর শঙ্করাচার্য তুমি এইখানে মায়াবাদ প্রচার করো না, এইখান থেকে ফিরে যাও, তাই এইখানে শঙ্করাচার্য মায়াবাদ কোন প্রচার করেন, এইখান থেকে তিনি ফিরে চলে গেলেন, আর এইখানের মধ্যে শুদ্ধ ভক্তির ধারা বিশেষ করে রাম সংকীর্তনের যে ধারা তাহাই পাবে, এই জন্য শঙ্করাচার্য আর এখানে মায়াবাদ প্রচার করেন। বিশেষ করে রুদ্রদ্বীপের মহিমা বর্ণন করে বর্ণন করে শৈশব মহারাজ তার সম্প্রদায়ের যে বিচার বৈশিষ্ট্য এই সমস্তগুলি তিনি আমাদের কাছে কীর্তন করছেন। কেন বলা হয়েছে, যদি আমরা সম্প্রদায়ের বিচার না জানি তাহলে যথার্থ বৈষ্ণব পাওয়া যায় না, বৈষ্ণব হতে হলে সাম্প্রদায়িক বিচারগুলো জানতে হবে, যদি সাম্প্রদায়িক বিচার না জানেন তাহলে তত্ত্ব দর্শনের মধ্যে প্রবেশ করতে পারবেন না, আর অন্য সম্প্রদায় সম্প্রদায় এসে আমাদের আপনাদের চিত্ত বুদ্ধিকে তারা প্রসিত করে দেবে। হ্যাঁ শাস্ত্রের মধ্যে বলা হয়েছে যে সাম্প্রদায়িক বিচারগুলো আমাদের জানতে হবে, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কোন নূতন সত্যতার সৃষ্টি করেন নাই, চার সম্প্রদায়ের কথাই শাস্ত্রের মধ্যে রয়েছে, স্ত্রী ব্রহ্ম রুদ্র সম্প্রদায়ের কথা বলা হয়েছে, এই চার সম্প্রদায় চার বৈষ্ণব সম্প্রদায় নিঃশব্দ চার বৈশ্ব সম্প্রদায়ের আচার্যের কাছ থেকে যদি আপনি মন্ত্র মিত্রাদি গ্রহণ করে ভগবত ভজন করেন, কৃষ্ণ ভজন করেন, তাহলে আপনার ভবিষ্যৎ ফল প্রধান নির্দিষ্ট ফল প্রাপ্ত করবেন। যদি এই চার সম্প্রদায়ের মধ্যে যদি মন্ত্রাদি গ্রহণ না করেন তাহলে আপনি ভবিষ্যৎ ফল প্রাপ্ত করবেন। তাই সেগুলো স্পষ্ট উল্লেখ আছে যে সম্প্রদায় বিনা মন্ত্রে বিপুলা মত সেই বুদ্ধি ব্রহ্মী
বিচার করছেন
এইভাবে আমাদের আচার এবং সূত্র আদি তারা দেখিয়ে দিলেন। তারপরে শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু গৌরসুন্দর সে বিচার গুলো দেখিয়েছেন। পরবর্তীকালে জীবগোস্বামী পাল তার সুন্দর সন্দর্ভ আদির মধ্যে আমাদের পূর্বাপর আচার্যের বিচার গুলি নিয়ে তিনি সন্দর্ভের মধ্যে সুন্দর সারু রূপে প্রকাশিত করলেন। সত্যির পরিণাম তিনি দেখলেন সিদ্ধান্ত আচার্য আচার্য কৃষ্ণস্বামী নির্মাদিত্য তার আচার্য
possibly in English language, yeah. When I speak in English. Yeah. English lecture now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Shila Gaurgavinda Gosha Maharaj, again offer my most respectful mains.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Rama,
So now we come to Rudra Dream by Father Prince Guru Duranga, and Rudra Pad Bhaktivinoda Pan Maharaj has spoken very extensively, exhaustively, and very wonderfully. So I'll just speak just a little bit, because there's no way that I can actually So, hearing this, Sri Ram Lusitarya. Tears flowing from his eyes. He called out, O Lord, your past plans are truly astounding. The scriptures cannot know your utterances. Why is the Quranic Leela clearly described in the scriptures? When I closely examined the Shruti and Puranas, I smell some hints of four Tattva. After hearing your instructions, my doubts are gone, and the sweet smell of Quranic pastimes have entered my heart. If you order me, after going to Navadvip, I will preach four Leelas throughout the three worlds. I'll give people evidence of the hidden scriptures and establish devotional service for Quranic throughout the universe. Please instruct me. Being Ramanuja Deegana, Lord Jagannath said, Ramanuja, do not broadcast like this. Keep the confidential pastimes of Quranic secret. Only after Quranic has finished his pastimes will the general public receive them. For now, teach Dasgara, while in your heart, worship Quranic pastimes. Take the Lord's advice, Ramanuja preaches secretly. He calls it his attraction for nothing. So that Quranic pastimes will not feel prematurely, Lord Narayan then left Ramanuja's chair to Vaikunthapur, and mercifully showed Ramanuja his transcendental form, served by Sri, Gu, and Ila. Ramanuja considered himself fortunate to obtain darshan of worship from the Lord. When suddenly he saw the Lord assume the enchanting form of Satyananda Gaurahari, Satyananda Gaurahari Ki Jai, the son of Jagannath Mishra. Ramanuja, he swooned at the brilliant form. Then now he saw his Lord, but his very beautiful golden form, very beautiful black curly hair. Then Gauranga, he put his lotus feet on the head of Ramanuja, who was thus divinely inspired, and he recited praises. I must see first after he has seen my service. I can never leave Navadvip. Then he dedicated that I will never leave this holy place. Gauranga said, O son of patience, your desire will be fulfilled. When the Nadia Pastimes will be revealed in the future, you will take refuge again. Then Gauranga disappeared, and Ramanuja consented to resume his journey. So, Pujapad Vanmaraj explained that Ramanuja, that he is none different from Lakshman, Ramanuja, the younger brother of Lord Ram. And he is the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. And everything Vishishta Advaitvad. That this Vishishta Advaitvad, understanding that Brahman is one, there's Vishesha and Vishesha. There's noun and adjective in the sentence. For instance, this tree. This tree is the noun. And then the long, what color? Green tree. Long and green are the adjectives which are defining the noun, the tree. So Vishishta Advaitvad means that that one Brahman, that one Supreme Lord, that one Absolute Truth, he has this energy like Maya Shakti, Ji Shakti, and Chit Shakti. And they're the adjectives which compose the complete whole. So this is Vishishta Advaitvad. Madhvacharya and his disciples, they also came here for some time. Gaurasundara personally appeared to him in a dream, and while smiling, he said, everyone knows that you are my eternal servant. While I fear Navadvip, I will accept your sampradaya. Now go everywhere and carefully uproot all the false scriptures of the Mayavadis. Reveal the glories of the worship. Worship in the days of the Lord. Later, I will broadcast your pure teaching. Saying this, Gaurasundara disappeared, and Madhva awakened dumbfounded. Will I ever see that beautiful golden form again? He cried. In a reply, a voice from the sky said, worship me secretly, and you will come to me. With this instruction, Madhva went on with great resolution and defeated the Mayavadi Sampradaya. So, Sri Madhvacharya, then, he is the entire Brahma Sampradaya. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurasundara, he said that I will accept your Sampradaya. Because Madhvacharya He is incarnation of who? Being and Vaishnava. So, from his very youth, he appeared in a most miraculous way. And from his very youth, Madhvacharya, this boy, he manifested very, very great bodily power and extraordinary intelligence. So, he took sannyas when he was how old? Either 7 or 12 years old. And his father, he was begging him. He said, please, don't take sannyas. And the son was completely detached. He said, what is the will of the Lord? That will happen. His father threw himself at the lotus feet of his son and begged him, I'm begging you, touch your feet, don't take sannyas. His son said, this is the proof that I will take sannyas. Because the father never offers obeisances to the son. Only if the son is sannyas. So now you have shown that I must take sannyas. And sure enough, young boy, I can't remember, 7 years old, very young, then he took sannyas. And he went and he was preaching very, very closely. So when we see pictures of Madhvacharya, he has his two fingers like this, because he's preaching great fast. And the other Acharyas, they're preaching Vishishta Advait, Shuddha Advait, Dvaita Advait. But Madhvacharya is preaching great. There's no type of great in his philosophy. He's saying that eternally, that there are always five differences. The difference between one jiva and another jiva. The difference between the jiva and Maya. The difference between the jiva and the Lord, Brahman. The difference between Maya, and the difference between Maya and Ishvara. So he's saying that these differences, they always exist, and there's no question of a dream. And in this way, he traveled throughout India, and very, very forcefully, and in such an uncompromising way, he defeated the different forms of Shankaracharya. One time, in this Rudra Dweep, the 11 Rudras reside, headed by Neil Lohit Chief. The Rudras chant Varanda's glory, and constantly dance and bliss. As the demigods watch their dancing, they become happy and shower flowers to the sky. One time Vishnu Swami came here. During the course of his course, he speaks opposing philosophies. He spent the night with his followers here in Rudra. The disciples began dancing and singing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. While Vishnu Swami recited the prayers of the Shruti, seen by the discussion of bhakti, Neil Lohit mercifully appeared there. Upon Lord Shiva's arrival in the assembly, Vishnu Swami became startled. He folded his hands in prayer and recited appropriate phrases. Shiva spoke to him, all of you Vaishnavas are dear to me. Your discussion on devotional service has pleased me. Ask whom and I'll grant it. There's nothing I will not give to the Vaishnavas. And Vishnu Swami offered his dandavas and filled with ecstatic love, he said, give us this one gift. The henceforth, we will perfect the Sampradaya, teaching devotional service. In great bliss, Rudra consented and named the Sampradaya after himself, Rudra Sampradaya. Thus, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya called the Rudra Sampradaya. With the mercy of Rudra, Vishnu Swami stayed here and worshipped Gaurachandra with the desire to attain love of God. Gaurachandra appeared to him in a dream and said, by Rudra's mercy, you have become my devotee. You are fortunate to attain the treasure of bhakti and knowledge. Now go out and preach the philosophy of Shuddha Advaita, purified monism. The time of my parents on earth will soon come. At that time, you will appear in the form of Sri Balabhat. You will meet me in Puri, and you will perfect your Sampradaya when you go to Mahavan. So, here, we explain that Sri Vishnu Swami, he's the Acharya of Rudra Sampradaya. And he's preaching Shuddha Advait, purified monism. Very similar. That is that one Supreme Master's truth, Advait Gyan Parasattva. So that Advait Gyan Parasattva, then he has his potencies that are eternally there. So though he is the one absolute truth, but still he has his Maya Shakti, his Jeev Shakti, and Chit Shakti. no mention, I don't see any mention of sympathy here. Oh, I have. One time, some Brahmin devotees of Shiva worshipped him by offering the leaves of his favorite tree. The bale tree for a fortnight's duration. Shiva was pleased with the Brahmins and gave them Krishna Bhakti. Among those worshippers was Nipatitya, who had been very attentive in worship of Shiva. She spoke to him. At the edge of this village is a sacred pale forest. Within that forest, the four Kumaras are sitting in meditation. By their mercy, you receive transcendental knowledge. They are your gurus. By serving them, you receive all that is of value. Praise them, Lord Shiva is prepared. Nipatitya, he searched and found that place. On an attractive platform in the forest near Shiva, he saw the four brothers, Sanatan, and Sanatkumar, sitting unseen by others. They were young, naked, and noble in character. The Baba cried out in excitement, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! On hearing the holy name, the Kumara's meditation broke. They opened their eyes, and they saw before them an ideal Vaishnava. Satisfied by this sight, one after another, they embraced the teacher. Who are you, they asked? Why have you come here? We'll certainly fulfill your prayers. The Nipatitya offered his obeisances and humbly introduced himself. Sanatkumar smiled and said, Lord Nectalyuga would be very troublesome. The all-merciful Supreme Lord designed us to propagate devotional service. He empowered poor men with devotional service and sent them into the world to preach. Ramanuj, Madhva, and Vishnuswami. All three of these men, you are the fourth of these great devotees. Sri Lakshmi accepted Ramanuj. Lord Brahma accepted Madhvacharya, Rudra accepted Vishnuswami, and we, the four Kumaras, meeting today, have the good fortune to teach you. This is our intention. Previously, we were engaged in meditation on Brahman, but by the Lord's mercy, their simple act has gone away. Now that I know the sweet taste of pure devotional service, I have written one book, named Sanatkumar Samhita. You should receive initiation into his teaching. Seeing his Guru's mercy, his wife and Baba quickly took him, rather than Ganges and returned. He offered obeisances and humbly said, O deliverer of the fallen, please deliver this low rascal. The four brothers gave him the Radha Krishna mantra and instructed him how to worship Radha and Krishna, still repentant of great love called Bhagavan. Having obtained that mantra, Nipatitya resided in the sacred place and worshipped according to the instructions of the Radha and Krishna bestowed their mercy by appearing before Nimbaka, lighting up all directions and gently smiling. They said, you are very fortunate. You have performed sadhana in Navadvip, our dear abode. Here, we take on one form as a son of Satyadevi. While saying this, Radha and Krishna combined in one form as Satyananda Gaurahi. Satyananda Gaurahi! Nipatitya, he was astounded. On seeing that form, and exclaimed, never have I seen or heard such a remarkable form anywhere. Mahaprabhu said, please keep this form secret now. Just preach Krishna Bhakti and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for I am very happy in those pastimes. When I hear Saranga, I will enjoy educational pastimes. At that time, you take birth in Kashmir and tour India as a champion dweller, out to defeat all opponents. Your name will be Keshava Kashmiri, and you will be celebrated everywhere for your great learning. While wandering the tour, you will come to Mayapur. The learned scholars of Nasi will flee when they hear your name, but I'll be intoxicated with learning and take pleasure in teaching you. By the mercy of Sarasvati, you will realize my destiny. Give up your pride and take shelter of me. Then I'll give you the gift of bhakti and send you out to preach devotional service again. So you can satisfy me now by preaching the philosophy of great Advaitavad, monism and dualism, keeping my identity secret. So this philosophy, great Advaitavad, it is defined with the word slavavik. Slavavik, great Advaitavad, means that there's a natural oneness and difference. The example is given that this body, is one. But within this body we have the hands, we have the legs, we have the nose, the ears, the different components that make up the body. Though the body is one, but then the different limbs of the body, they're also, you can say, they're naturally one and different from the body. So in a nutshell, this is Mahabharata, great Advaita Vedanta. And then Lord Shiva also, he came here. And he was also worshipping the Lord. And Sachidananda Surahari appeared to him. And he forbade him that you do not preach this philosophy, your philosophy of monism. You do not preach it. Shankaracharya came here. And he was worshipping the Lord. Said, you do not preach here. But he ordered him to leave this place. And Shankaracharya, then he traveled throughout India, and then he preached his philosophy of monism. So we can see that Shankaracharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, also Nisabhitya, all they're working under the guidance of Satyananda Gaurahari. So we see that there's a divine plan where the acharyas are presenting different aspects of the philosophy. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, then he presented the culmination and the perfect completion in Achintya-Bhed-Abhed-Tattva-Siddhanta, where he stressed the difference. The four acharyas, they deal with Vastu Parinambhas. That's Vastu, the Supreme Lord, that he's undergoing transformation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Srila Jiva Goswami, he's a great Shakti Parinambha. That you have that Supreme Lord, and he has his Shakti, Shiv Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Jiva Shakti. So, the Supreme Lord is not transforming, but his Shaktis are transforming. From Maya Shakti, it comes into the pure cosmic manifestation with all its variegatedness. From Jiva Shakti, it comes into the living entity, us. And from Shiv Shakti, the transcendental world. So, in this way, whatever was incomplete in the different philosophies of Sri Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnuswami, and Nisabhitya, then that was completed and presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially through Srila Jiva Goswami and his followers. So, also time is running, but also here is Nirdwaita. That is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, he performed his youthful pastimes in Navadvipa, and initially he was playing the role of a pandit. Then he went to Gaya to perform oblations for his father, and there he met Ishwara Puripad. Upon meeting Ishwara Puripad, he received Harinanda Diksha, and when he came back, now he was no longer Nimai pandit, but now Babu Nimai. He was constantly absorbed in chanting the holy names with his associates. He was with Sri Vasa Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, multitude of devotees. And in this way, they were going from island to island, engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. Very, very, very beautiful Harinam Sankirtan. Let me hear when Krishna, he would go into Vrindavan forest, and he would play his flute. Then that all the residents of the dark forest, that they would be transformed. That when Krishna would play his flute, all the living entities, their whole mood would change. That the trees, they would start to sway. That everything, everybody was completely changed. So I have been ordered to finish. I wanted to go to Sannyasa Lila, but they are my seniors, and I cannot disobey them. So I think that later on tonight, then we get because I cannot disobey.
Okay, incredible. So this is the end for the transmission. We'll be live around 5:30 New York time in the morning.
Your call is disconnected.